Penguin Random House Audio presents The Glorious Heresies by Lisa McInerney. Read for you by Shelley Atkinson.
The Dead Man. Chapter 1. He left the boy outside its own front door. Farewell to it and good luck to it. He wasn't going to feed it anymore. From here on in, it would be squared shoulders and jaws and strong arms and best feet forward. He left the boy a pile of mangled skinny limbs and stepped through the door, a newborn man, stinging a little in the sights of the sprite guiding his metamorphosis. Corrine Darcy was her name. She was 15 and a bit and had been in his class for the past 3 years. Outside of school, she consistently outclassed him, and yet here she was, standing in his hall on a Monday lunchtime, and so the boy had to go, what was left of him, what hadn't been flayed away by her hands and her kisses. "You're sure your dad won't come home?" she said. "He won't," he said, though his father was a law unto himself and couldn't be trusted to follow reason. This morning he'd warned that he'd be out and about, so the kids would have to make their own dinner, though he'd be back later, trailing divilment and, knowing the kindness of the pit, a foul temper. "What if he does, though?" He took his hand from hers and slipped it round her waist. "I don't know," he said. Oh, the truth was raw as you could get, unrehearsed words from a brand new throat. He was 15, only just. If she'd asked him the same question back before they'd crossed this threshold, he would have answered according to 15 years' build-up of boyish bravado, but now that everything had changed, he couldn't remember how to showboat. "It'll be my fault anyway," he said, "not yours." They were supposed